Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 2023. I love you so much. I'm sending you a hug through this microphone. I hope you feel it. Today, I'm sitting down with Kristen Weitzel. She's my partner. She's my biohacking bestie. And we took a vacation for 1 month in Maui. And while we had everything planned out exactly how we thought it would go, shit went sideways. We lost our housing to fraud. There were joints dislocated in the ocean. There were shark attacks. Serious, you don't want to leave the microphone. This is one you want to listen to. Tune in, check in, and see how we handled all the things that we talk about on the podcast in our real life container. I hope you enjoy this one. Sending you big love. Welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on the show, we explore the survivor's journey, practitioners making a difference, and the therapeutic treatments and transformational technology that allow the body to heal itself. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Beautifully Broken Podcast.
And the Willpower Podcast.
And the Willpower Podcast.
You know, sometimes we do things together.
Sometimes we do things together. And actually, we just came back from a whole month together in Maui. And our last Biohacking Bestie podcast, we recapped the Biohacking Congress in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since our last collab.
It has. Yeah. It's been a while.
It's been a while. So basically, we had this idea. We kind of wanted to talk about the trip that we just took because we had, you know, for the audience at home, we had some wild stuff happen when we landed on the island of Maui.
Beautiful island of Maui. Aloha.
Aloha.
Maybe this should be Biohacking Besties. Aloha, down regulation.
What's aloha mean?
Aloha, the direct translation when you look at the etymology of the word is alo is breath and ha is of life, of being. And so it's the word that I chose for 2023. I choose a word every year for the last 7 years.
Yeah.
So I chose aloha because it really meant, it spoke to me in the breath world. It also means kindness and welcome and all the wonderful things that the Hawaiian culture has brought to it. Now is the time we practice aloha.
That's great. So maybe I'll give what went down.
Yeah.
And then we can walk into
how we handled it.
The mode of processing. So essentially, I had never been to the island of Maui, never been to Hawaii in my life. And it also comes on the heels of 18 months of working without a vacation by choice. This is my bad. And so me and Kristen had planned, I'll say more or less, Kristen had planned and orchestrated. She had got plane tickets and found housing and rented a Jeep for a whole month in Maui while she was away doing a training for Sherpa Breath and Cold. And when we landed, we got our Jeep and we drove to our housing. And as we pulled into the parking lot and parked our car and found our way up to the desk of the resort where we're staying, we quickly learned that the housing was not real. It was fraudulent. The $5,000 we had put down for the month was
a scam gone.
Was a scam and it was gone. And so I guess learning ensues. So we were literally sitting there with no place to live. It's December. We're going into the holiday season of travel in Hawaii, which you can imagine.
You can imagine. You can imagine. And I'm telling you, you're still wrong. It's still more expensive than you imagine.
Yeah. Even initially starting to pull open a phone and look, and you're looking at places $500, $700 a night.
Yeah.
Some more than that. So yeah. It was a really interesting experience. So yeah, Kristen, I'm going to turn it over to you.
You know, lessons abound. What'd you say? Learning ensues. I like that you put it like that. It didn't feel like that to me initially. I think the broad strokes of it for me was a lot around the expectations I'd sort of set for the trip. And I think part of me feels like over the course of just the logistics of it, where that we talked to some security guard and we went to my friend Justin's restaurant, Honu, which is incredible. If you're in Maui ever, it's the best meal we had there over and over again. So I called a few, it was like phone a friend and check in on those things. But like the first thing you're going to do, right, is you have this like mental, internal, inward check-in. And for me, that didn't go very well. Just emotionally, I think my response to it was, you know, I'm someone who's walking around and talking about and teaching and training instructors even on resiliency, you know, using breath and shifting your state and all of that. And it felt to me like it was quite difficult to tap into any of that in that moment. And so really like walking through that for me felt like I set some expectations both around our travel, knowing it was your first time there and wanting you to, Maui is absolutely my favorite place in the world. Mm-hmm. And so really wanting to share the spirit of that, the spirit of aloha and how much I love it, as well as setting an expectation that we had worked so hard for so long and that this was going to be a trip where there were the first couple of weeks that we were there, we were working remotely still, but that the last couple of weeks we had specifically spoken to our families and said, great, we're going to just stay in Maui and it would be like relaxing and beautiful and romantic and rainbows and butterflies. And I really wanted you to have that too, right? And be in service to that. So I had lots of expectations about how it would go or what I wanted it to be like and how amazing. And, you know, sometimes best laid plans, as it were, go astray. And so for me, that was the, I think therein lies the rub, is like mixing expectation with the ability to not step into the flow of downregulating and rolling with something that felt pretty traumatic.
Yeah.
Just hard hitting. I hate the word traumatic, it's so overused now, but it was slightly traumatic, but it was really hard hitting because we just, we wanted to land and exhale and we couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was a year of incredible travel, lots of events, lots of new things, speaking engagements, an unbelievable number of podcasts and live appearances, and both very ambitious careers in our own arenas. And then to land and just, I remember feeling so tired, getting off the plane and feeling very, very burnt out and just longing so deeply for a bed. Mm-hmm. You know, I was so excited to sleep for a couple of days. And I think that I had like 4 hours of being upset, maybe. And then once I got to sleep night one, I felt pretty good. I was like, okay, you know, what the universe showed was like people stepped up crazy. We had dozens of friends calling friends of friends for places to stay. I immediately found a really good friend, Dr. Andrea Mills, who offered a room in her home. We had your friends say we could stay there as long as we needed. We found so many different options. So I thought that was an incredible aspect of how community really does show up.
Mm.
I think the ability to, and it was interesting me in my position, being generally okay, but also like witnessing you having a really hard time until you had found a place that was going to match the expectation you had already laid out the 6 months prior,
mm-hmm.
and really, really struggling to breathe and spending that first week, almost that first week being, you know, pretty upset, which I never want anybody I care for to be in suffering. So it was hard for me to witness.
Yeah. Yeah. And also the way we process is so different, right? This is like a learning in the world for any like couple or partners or besties or friends or colleagues or anything, that there's a very different processing speed and style for many, many people. We're all very unique. And probably, I'm sure if you looked it up, there's, you know, 8 different types or something like that. But I think you process a lot internally. And I think there's some need for that. Maybe need's the wrong word. I don't want to speak for you. But for me, there is a need a little to process externally, a little to process as a team. And this was something that felt like, I haven't quite experienced my reaction to something the way that this one was. It was just there was a lot of shame around it. You know, I've prided myself, you know, whatever that's for, being such an amazing event planner. I did it for 15 years. I've produced 1,000-person festivals in libertarian communities where gun-toting, pot-smoking, Bitcoin-carrying folk, and done it really wildly successfully and comfortably and really never feeling like I was out of my element or out of sorts. And so this was like a really beautiful lesson.
Mm. Well, also what the audience doesn't know is that when did you book the place? And maybe like,
oh, I booked the place like 6 or 7 months in advance, and the Jeep and everything, all of that. Yeah.
But what the audience doesn't know is from week one, Kristen was making a joke. She was like, you know, it'll be funny when we show up in this place as a fake or fraudulent, and continued to generally make this joke about the place not being real. When
maybe
got
I manifested
there.
It, Freddie.
I don't think you manifested it. But what I felt was, is that there was a deep inner knowing on some level that it possibly, like, this place for this price point, where you found it, how it popped up out of nowhere, maybe there was an opportunity that it was not real. So we'd had this joke all the way up to the place, and then it happens. So it was, yeah, there was a lot there. There was a lot of emotional charge.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. But then, so we should cut to...
We also just need to say, I need to say this for me too. It's like, we did our research. We had a contract. I checked the travel number of the place that we rented from with the state of government of Hawaii. Like, and this is also what you're talking about, a deep inner knowing. I always do my legwork and make a space for plan B. But the fact that I went so deep to be like, this guy's travel number is listed here, I'm going to check it with the government website of Hawaii to make sure it's a legit business. It's not because I've had, I think a little of it was because of the moving thing that happened with me when the movers disappeared with my stuff. Mm. What a year. And then this was a lot of lessons. And then this was like, so partially that, but then also I think that I had made that joke a few times and I was like, let me just like dig a little deeper. So it was like, you know, there were a lot of, it was a secure credit card server. It was a, or seemingly, right? I mean, this is the deepest con going, and a contract that we both had seen and signed. And the guy was communicating, I say guy, the person was communicating to me 6, 7, 8, 9 emails saying, yes, we have a blender, sending me pictures. And so it just felt real.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you know, I wanted to say that. It wasn't like great. I just, you know, randomly pulled it out of nowhere.
Right. Well, it wasn't real. And at the end of the day, you know, we had to pivot and we had to find housing and lodging. Or go home, which was also an option. We both had, you know, I think my parents offered, they're like, listen, we have places for you to stay. We could have gone back to Austin, Texas.
I never once looked for a plane ticket home. Freddie definitely did.
Yeah.
I was not leaving. I was sleeping in the street, but it's,
I know. I
processing
have to say,
speed.
Processing speed and frugality. Like, I'm so frugal that I was aware, like, when I started to look at prices for me, I was, places that were not nice with a shared bathroom were still $10,000 to $15,000. Mm-hmm. And so that didn't feel like an option. But what happened was we really had some people step forward. We had one of Kristen's clients step forward and offer a trade on a timeshare. And then we got two decently priced 1 and 2 week stays that really made up the lump sum for very comparable, maybe a little bit more to what we initially paid. So it was a huge save. And it was a great exercise in allowing and aloha, practicing breath. And I think the big thing that I want to say about the experience is the energy of bringing into, there's a certain need that you have after choosing not to take a vacation for 18 months. And that was terrible. What a, like, in retrospect, what I felt was, what a terrible decision to go that long, being very, very earnest, and I'll own it, and proud of the work I do and loving my work so it never feels like it, and not complimentary to the human nervous system design. In no way does anyone ever need to work that hard. And I hear this from so many of my friends. Oh, I took a vacation 2 years ago. You know, I haven't stopped working since we got through that first part of the pandemic. So very common feedback. I don't think we're not unique in this sense.
We're not.
But it took me a long time to breathe and feel like I was on a vacation. It was very challenging. I'll be honest. I think there was a couple moments where I really felt deep relaxation. I had fun. It's beautiful. The scenery is beautiful. You know, all we could talk about all the things that we did, like scuba diving, surfing. But it was hard to feel that deep sense of ease, which feels interesting to say out loud, because that's, you know, we're always doing these biohacking optimization technologies and events and retreats and breath work and ice baths to achieve these states.
And we're also labeling all the things that we do as things that we do. And so there's this list that continues to be laid forth as we go through the year, or we're like putting in the moments of, okay, well, we have an hour to downregulate and do breath work and red light. And then it's bedtime, or it's the next thing, or it's a client. or it's fitting in a postprandial walk or whatever, but now we're on vacation and what does that really feel like? I think it was also interesting for you and I to be there as a couple to, I mean, the biggest realization for me in the midst of all that was like, oh, there's no hiding how I'm going to be in this moment from Freddie because it's cut too deep and I need to be this way and I have to understand that there's safety and vulnerability in this relationship or there isn't. And so there were moments, and of course, in the beginning, I was like, this is a disaster and I'm so shameful about, is it my fault or whatever shit was coming up. But there was a moment, we were driving in the Jeep and there was a moment where I felt like, okay, all of this stuff is not real. And what's really real is this relationship. And if this relationship is tried and true and our friendship and our love for each other is solid, like there's no way for you to mask any of this, nor should you have to. Mm-hmm. And so that was a lot around emotional regulation and then also recognition of, because I'm like doing of the list of down regulation and the need to do the biohacking thing, that we show up there and I'm wanting to try to down regulate. And it's hard because your system is used to like little moments of down regulation and then lots of stress. So you have to, it's almost like you have to meditate the stress away to normalcy before you can have the vacation, you know, and tap into the source.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's another thing that I picked up. It's like, and I have no desire to go back to, again, the big takeaway for me was you don't have to wait and allow these moments to build and build and build. You need to off gas. Like I always say, energy behind the action. It's like how you open the door and pick up the knife and greet the server and pay for your Uber and exit the taxi. In all those actions is ease, or it's not. And I do try to do that, but I'm aware of how valuable it is to maintain greater amounts of time in that state of being than it is to just off gas. Mm-hmm. And I say off gas by the list, the yoga, jumping in cold for a minute. I mean, while those do, from a neurotransmitter standpoint, bring the body into a new state, I find such greater value in just trying to bring ease into the day-to-day, into each phone call, transitions. And one thing that I'll do personally to do that, to integrate that into my life, is to set these boundaries. And when people are pushing past that state where it doesn't feel easeful, it's like I'm putting the brakes on. And I intend to do that more in 2023, especially with all the things we say yes to as far as work.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we start this episode, I need to mention how I've upgraded my oral health and my immune system response in the last 30 days. I started using a supplement called Silver Biotics, and they have a line of products that incorporate silver, a century-old technology, utilizing silver, which is a metal with the highest electrical conductivity on the planet, but they've biohacked silver and literally surrounded these particles with a molecular coating that allows it to work much, much better. And when I say much better, I mean they have 420 independent studies, 60 patents, and it is 4x more potent than any silver on the market. So this is going to work on things like bacteria, mold, fungus. My result, or my N=1, is my gum health. My gums are like pink and glowing. They look amazing. And then I've just had a better balance, or I would say an even immune response, after about a month. I would have you have this in your cabinet. If there's one thing we overlook, it's oral and dental health. And every single tooth is wired to an organ in your body. It's one of the most overlooked things I see people jump around. And this is something that is cheap, it's affordable, and you can get a great discount. It's like 20% using the code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN. So go over to silverbiotics.com and check them out.
The takeaways for me that are like action items are really about, we happen to see a lot of things happen on the news. I think we don't watch the news often, but in lots of places we stayed, there was like news on and things, but there were like these moments in the news where it was like, you know, somebody's diagnosed with cancer, or someone's hit by a car, or like these things are coming up, and you start to realize, you know, I get it's all relative. I get that. And this like suffering component that you talked about, and then the conversation we had a bit when we were there about, if you're going to say everything's joyous miracle, then it's all a joyous miracle. You don't get to pick and choose what's the good and what's the bad. And so if this is happening, and I was saying this a lot in the early part of 2022 with the move, it's all happening for you. Then it's happening for you.
Yeah.
And you might not know why, and it's coming. The reason is coming. So just really trying to say, well, what's the joy in this, right? Maybe we bonded more with like Justin and Lisa and called a whole bunch of friends around the holiday season and then had community around us. But sort of taking that action item into things not feeling so heightened, that the urgency or that the gravity of some situations that I may see or want to like, okay, attack. This is like, I've noticed this in my work now since we came back from Maui, that it's like an email comes in or something and I feel the immediacy of having to manage that and deal with it and move through it. And there's like a little bit of that thriving in chaos is the undertone there. Mm-hmm. And so really understanding how and what the prioritization is and really on the scale of how much gravity does this hold in this moment. It's not about who's important and who's not, but as I'm self-caring through the day. And so that's something that I'm continually looking at now the last couple of weeks since we've been back. And I'm feeling like, oh, okay, great. This is a priority or this is not. Or what's the gravity of this that I need to feel like I have to answer this Instagram DM from someone I don't know at this moment. Mm. Right. It's like an intention to serve. And also it's not serving me and my self-care.
Yeah. Yeah. Intention to serve at the sacrifice of self, which is a, you know, it's again, it's a thing people need to feel into and find your own boundaries for. And you have to find out what works for you. I mean, I have the same thing. I'll go back at the end of the day and scan who have I responded to, who have I not, who do I not feel comfortable turning off my phone at the end of the day and saying, well, that person can wait, that person can't.
Yeah.
Because it can all feel like a level 10. And I think it goes back to this idea. I think, you know, in this container of health and wellness and podcasting and coaching and entrepreneurial wellness, there's a lot of balls in the air. And so people dramatically overestimate what they can do in a day. I see this again and again and again. And I hear people tell me what they're doing. And I know maybe it's happening, but it's not going to happen good for long. And there will be a time when you drop all the balls.
And this isn't a secular thing when it comes to coaching and wellness and self-care, because we're both life. Working with tons of people in the entrepreneurial right. space or leadership management and companies. And it's the same. I think it's, and then we all got locked in our houses for 2 or 3 years and we worked harder. Mm. So yeah.
Yeah. But it was interesting what you said about the news. We were actually, one of the fun things we did, which was transformational for me, and I wrote this really deeply. It was like I sat down on my phone and I wrote this post about snorkeling, about being dragged across the reef. And I don't mean across the sharp reef. I mean above the reef with all these
undercurrent,
these beautiful tropical fish. And it was amazing how none of them would fight the current. They would just be swept like 6 feet, 10 feet sideways. And then they would eat and then they'd make friends and then they'd be swept like back and they'd make more friends. And I was just watching, just in this snorkeling moment, just watching the piece of how they were willing to be moved as nature, this invisible force in nature would take them. And it was a very profound lesson. And in that same moment, we had witnessed, because we had the news on. Mm-hmm. Again, we're not news people, but it was just on because sometimes you're in an Airbnb or a hotel and it's on. And there was news of a couple being out not far from where we were staying. And a woman was taken by a tiger shark.
Yeah.
And her body was never found. And it was like, I remember, you know, I have a deep fear of sharks. I had never been snorkeling. I had never been surfing. I was already nervous about it and just kept thinking about this. You know, we joke about perspective, but it's like, can you imagine going to Maui for your holiday? You go there with your partner and then having to go back on a plane without your partner because they were literally taken by a shark.
I can't imagine. And it was really important, or it felt important, that moment that we had in the midst of all this stuff that we were thinking, oh, this is so hard, quote unquote, you know? That we sat at a dinner and we like made a toast to that couple and to the woman and just sort of had a moment of silence for them. And it felt like, what am I complaining about? You know, it was like perspective really quick, right? That there's like, you never know what's going to happen next. So you got to love up on all the moments and all the people and all the situations best you can.
Yeah, 100%. I think that, I mean, listen, that's something that I feel I have a different scope of experience. And sometimes I'll immediately go back to, well, like, you're not in a hospital.
Yeah.
You're not in the ICU. You know, you're eating, you're walking, you're talking. It's great. And I don't have a, you know, my scale of being like upset about something is different because of my lived experience.
Totally. And it was really beautiful to have that in the partnership. And I was really, you know, I don't want to use the word impressed or whatever, but I do think that it was like a very important lesson for me to see that I'm practicing all these things. And when you've had, you know, some bigger stumbles in your life or things come up and your lived experience, as you say, then you start to really get clear on what's important. So I think there's a little bit of work in that arena for me. And closing that gap, as you put it so sweetly one day in the car when we were driving, to kind of close the gap a bit more on understanding that. And that's how you really know when you're tight with someone, whether you like, you love them or you're not, or you're close or you're friends or you're, it's like when you're, someone's really in your sphere and then they kind of call you out and you're like, okay. And it's like bittersweet tasting going down. And then you think about it a bit and you're like, okay, it was like, maybe that wasn't the perfect moment for me to say the thing, or, but it's just a continued reminder of, I know that you say those, that you said that to me because you like care about me. And I think it takes a special person or a certain person. We all have people in our inner circle that can actually speak the truth that we can hear.
Yeah. Yeah. And I never view it as a call out. It's like a call in to change, because again, to live in that mindset is to live, we're like choosing to suffer. And there's not a way out of it, because you're living in a pool of shame, or what, you know, if it's the container of shame or the container of self-loathing, that, you know, you have to release yourself of that. And I think that, yeah, I agree. It's like a special relationship when you can tell someone, when you're not scared to speak your true feelings, not out of anger or rage, because you're like, I have to say this right now in some type of a loving way, where if it can be an invitation.
Yeah.
Not a line in the sand, but just like, this is what I feel. This is what I see. This is my experience in the last 72 hours.
Yeah. Up-leveling the communication.
Mm-hmm.
We did a lot of fun things. I loved watching you snorkel and watching that whole experience, because I had done it before and scuba dived and stuff. And I remember that as such a poignant part of the experience, which is the fish moving and then the fish also not bumping into each other. And we're all these humans in the water, sort of just like clunky as all get out. And the fish are just so beautiful. All the things, we saw an octopus. That was amazing. Surfing was super fun. And then we can't end the podcast without talking about the one, your favorite activity. And you're not even going to know what I'm talking about. But Freddie's favorite activity has to do with hot water, not cold water.
Yes. Toxic, chlorine-filled, neurotoxic hot tubs.
But there was like, you know, we did a little hot tub hopping, as it were. Whether we were allowed to or not, I don't know. But we got to explore some of the pools and hot tubs of various different resorts. And that was like probably something we wouldn't have done if we were all in one place all the time.
Yeah, completely illegal. I still have this like very Peter Pan, Machiavellian streak in which I love to hot tub hop in the fancy hotels that I could never afford to stay in. And it's, I love it. So we like got into like some really fancy hotels and we went in their hot tub and we paraded around like we were guests. And it was a great opportunity to perform a role.
It was so fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. So that was a reminder to play. That's another piece of down regulation I think is wonderful. It's like play and then learning new things. Like the surfing thing, I've tried so many times and not really been great at it, and whatever that definition is, but I've been a beginner and couldn't really quite stand up. And this, I felt like I was more successful than any other attempt in this run. So that was like neurologically, like learning new skills, and that felt really great. And then also, you feel so tight, like you're in the ocean all day. How much did we ground? And we saw the ocean. We're in the water every day. Grounding was so important.
Every day. It really didn't miss a day in the ocean. And the surfing was really interesting because I had really dislocated my shoulder one day boogie boarding really bad. Really bad. Like I had 4 days where I like just ringing headache, got clocked, pupils were dilated, probably had a concussion.
So much fun this trip to Maui.
Yeah, we should just mention, we went on the road to Hana, where you drive around this really, really curvy road with all these switchbacks, and got so nauseous.
He did. I loved it.
I was passenger, and they say that the driver is much better suited to not have that experience.
But swam in a waterfall, and that was worth it. Made it all worth it.
But back to the surfing. The surfing was really interesting. So I'm in some of the best shape that I've ever been, moving towards some of the best shape I've ever been. Surfing was really interesting for me from a functionality of strength standpoint, I found when I would lay on the board and you're prone on a board face down and you're in a almost like a baby cobra looking up. So you're gazing for the wave to come over your right or left shoulder, depending on where the wave is breaking. And when I would jump up from being prone and being in that baby cobra, because of where my scar tissue was, when I would stand up, I would have this like shooting pain in my back and my lower back. And so much so where when I would jump up on the surfboard, I would like immediately go over. And it was so frustrating. I remember doing like 4 or 5 attempts, and Kristen is getting up like every single time and like riding the wave all the way in. And this is our surfing coach, Turtle, who is our surf company?
Maui Surf Co. It's like something very direct that you'd, they're based in Kihei.
Yeah, Maui Surf Co. So, and Turtle Fine was like,
He was awesome. Yeah.
He was awesome. He was like, let's stand you up on the board. Let me push you and a wave comes. And then I felt it once and I could do it. My brain moved past like the pain, moved past whatever wasn't connected from going from prone to popping up on my belly to standing. And then I don't think I ever fell again. I got up the rest of the 2 hours, but my body.
I didn't see you fall. I mean, I saw you fall once or twice, but I'm so caught up in the learning and the nervousness about standing that I didn't see a lot of that whole process.
Surfing.
I was surfing.
I was falling.
Just for the record, they're called Surf Club Maui. They were incredible. I've taken lots of surf lessons with lots of good people, but they were so just customer service all day long, super friendly. Because the other thing is I did a lesson without Freddie before Freddie came that day. Mm. And so I had started to get like the vibe of what it was about, you know, the surfing, the feel, the getting up on the board piece. So I had a little bit of a leg up in that regard anyway, because I had a few hours to try before. But I was so nervous my first day out and they made me feel super comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, they were great. And they were very, very kind. We have great pictures that we'll post with this and some of our Instagram stories. But the insight for me, it was like, you know, building muscle and building up your glutes and the backs and, you know, all these different areas of the body. If it's not functionally strong, you're going to have these huge gaps. So I had this huge, really like a wave of frustration, but then a wave of excitement. And I was like, okay, here's a kinetic chain in my body that is completely broken. You know, going from prone to popping up on my feet, a deep lunge is still really hard for me. So I'm excited to be able to have access to this crew that we have access to. Mm-hmm. You know, the New Fit, the ARX, Elite PTs. We were on vacation, but we also got into some good biohacking. Dr. Andrea Mills had a technology called the Soft Wave.
Yeah.
Which is, it's TRT. It's an acoustic sound wave that travels through the body at 3,500 miles per hour.
Wild.
Yeah. And breaks up crepitus and stimulates stem cell production. And we did a couple treatments on that. So I got to work on some of these old Lyme joints. And it, as frustrated as I was like, oh my God, I have the tools and I have the team to be able to work through this. And now I'm inspired to be able to get to a level of functionality so I could go to a surf camp.
Yeah.
Because I loved it. Yeah. Like, I loved
it. It was great. Yeah. And that stem cell treatment was really unbelievably shifting to that scar tissue that I had for like pushing 8-10 years or something.
Do you want to tell people?
Yeah. Like, I had a bike accident probably 8 or 9 years ago near the LA River in the dried beds in between LA. And I had locked handlebars. Freddie's checking my time. Locked handlebars with someone who was going the opposite direction. So like if you think about like a road bike crossover style, the handlebars are hooked. And so we literally came so close to each other that we clinked handlebars and both of us went flying off our bikes. So pretty damaged. I had an L5-S1 injury. I couldn't walk I walked like a 90-year-old woman with a cane vibe, I don't know, weeks and weeks. And I took a lot of Rolfing. Rolfing was the thing that changed the game for me to be able to get me back to a level 1 or 2 pain from a level 9 pain and yoga. But that scar tissue was just that one knot of scar because I landed on my left hip. I had lived on and lived on. And like, you know, we're critical in the mirror. I noticed it in the shape of my body in tight clothes or a bathing suit or what have you. And it was like a pretty gnarly little like golf ball. And just in the 2 treatments, it's shifted so much, just so much. And like a little emotional release and stuff came from that. So there's like, oh, the body keeps score for real. That's some of the fastest change I've ever seen from a device.
Me too. Soft wave. There'll be more. I just found a practitioner today in Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. and I'm going to continue. I always talk about where I first experienced like rheumatoid arthritis and Lyme was in my hands and feet and my knees, and there's scar tissue there. Now, really funny, I didn't tell you this, but today I did x-rays on my knees and the guy was like, your knees look amazing. He's like, the space in your joints and the room underneath the kneecap, and there's really no degeneration, in the which I'm shocked by, because I remember not having great x-rays 15 years ago. So it was really exciting to see that so much had been regenerated.
That's awesome.
I mean, yeah, I know. I need to go find, because there was diminished space in my knees in 2008.
Mm.
And so it gives testament to the pulsed electromagnetic field, amp coils, you know, the red light therapy, all the things that I do on the joints all the time that really do move the needle and honestly, like, reverse damage.
Yeah, and this is also the patience of progress. You have to follow the protocol. People have been writing me about the intravaginal red light device that I just posted about, and it's like, it will work if you use it with the protocol, and it won't work if you don't. And that's always important. And the one thing don't leave out that we got to do when we were there was we got to do a little Flopresso as well.
I was thinking about that. So Flopresso, or Flopresso,
Flopresso.
Is, some people offer it softly, is a full body pressurized suit with elements of infrared heating technology, mm-hmm. as well as a frequency chip, which goes on the base of the spine. And if you've ever seen like a pressurized massage suit, the really cool thing about this suit is that each individual chamber, like it'll do the ankle and hold, calf and hold, thigh and hold, moving the pressure up. And then you just get this big release. And so it feels like a full body hug.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Dr. Andrea Mills, who's so kind, she has the Flopresso suit. She let us borrow it. We had a Flopresso for almost a week and a half in Maui.
We did. I Flopressoed my tears away.
Flopressoed your tears away. It is good, isn't
it? It's cozy. It's comfy. I have a couple clients now. There's a place in Austin that has a Flopresso, and they've gone to a few sessions. And I went to a session. My first session ever was here. But it just over, you feel different after it. My body generally feels better after the trip. Like, even though there was some emotional strife in the midst of it and all of those lovely lessons that I'm so happy to have received, my body feels better. Just, I feel like we trained, we got in nature. We did some of the basics, right? This is about like when I'm home and if I skip the basics, if I layer on all the other things, it's just never as deep healing or recovery to my body as grounding, training with weights, looking at sunrise, you know, taking a walk after dinner, all those things that are so, I want to say they're free and accessible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I have to say that we did that pretty great every day. Really almost did the gym most days.
Mm-hmm.
Up at dawn, always ending with sunrise in the water, in the salt water.
Red light therapy has been clinically shown to help increase energy, circulation, increase testosterone production, workout recovery, hair growth, improve the depth of fine lines and wrinkles. I love red light therapy. It works. You stand in front of a panel, naked, you turn it on, you repeat, you reap the benefits. I think the only challenge for the customer with so many lights on the market is how do I choose the right light for my body? I use LightPath LED for the following reasons. They include a 3-year warranty. They have panel options with pre-programmed frequencies or different pulse rates to add the benefit of pulse light to the body. Even Andrew Huberman, the famous neuroscientist from Stanford University, is celebrating the breakthroughs happening around 40 hertz. Well, this panel goes from 1 to 9,999. Finally, they go deep. LightPath LED is 60% near infrared. So that spectrum is the range that penetrates deeper into the tissues of the body. And finally, I have to mention after purchase support. When you have a light and you purchase technology, you want to know how to best use it. And there is a 7,000 member group dedicated to helping you do that at LightPath LED. All of my mentors speak of mitochondrial dysfunction as the root cause of chronic illness. And red light is safe, it's effective, and it's an easy way to support full body wellness from home. So check out LightPath LED and use the code BEAUTIFULLYBROKEN for a hefty discount in the checkout. Also, if you're interested in joining the LightPath LED team, join their affiliate program and get benefits from sharing a product that you absolutely love. Team LightPath, I'm out.
I just wanted to mention one more thing. We had a really wild testimonial while we were in Maui. Your friend Justin, who has a high level of clinical grade gout, got in the Flow Prezzo suit and his inflammation was like...
You could see the next day. He walked into the gym and we were like, whoa.
Gone.
It looked like he lost 5 pounds or something. It looked like he was just like leaner.
All his puffiness was gone. So it's really neat. It's really that technology excites me very much right now because it feels like a hug.
Mm-hmm.
40 minutes of being hugged. And if there was a deep need for the world, that's...
For sure. And super down-regulating to the nervous system. And,
yeah.
And it feels like the power of human touch and you get all of the benefits from it.
So let's be mindful of time. It's late for us here. We just had dinner. We're going to do a postprandial walk. But we had set the intention to do this in Maui and we just didn't. We thought there were lots of great lessons to come from this trip. And I think still will be unfolding as things evolved. But maybe you want to end with what was one thing that you really took away from the island that was profound for you?
I have to say across the board, it's just really, there's an energy in the island that for me feels shifting, state shifting, and also a lot of it is around nature. Just seeing the power of Mother Nature and seeing, you know, you don't have to snorkel off a fancy boat. You can walk down to one of the roads where there's some beautiful glassy water or a little like, you know, rift and it's not too many waves. And you see just nature unfolding and life unfolding, you know, and you always talk about there's no placebo with animals, you know, and there's just they're just in it. They're doing the thing. And the 10 or 15 minutes of walking in the sand or the swimming for an hour or the playing in the waves coming out of that, it's just it gives you a new lease on life. It was a strong reminder the entire trip from like the lava rock and the nature and the fish and everything, a strong reminder that I am not getting out into nature the way that I was in California, here in Austin. Of course, I'm outside. But intentionally being in nature and grounding and with trees and birds and, I don't know, the stray cats in my backyard or whatever it must be here. But the nature piece was really big for me.
Yeah. I think it was, as we talked about, I usually do my workout at night at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And getting up at dawn and working out at 6 o'clock or 7 a.m. every single day was profound for me. It had a great restructuring of how my energy flows. And I really, really want to commit to that. And even being back, I don't know what it is, but there's something about waking up in Austin and maybe it's because it's winter.
Mm.
Maybe it's because it's not as green, but
it's probably because you don't have like a cute blonde chick next to you when you wake up.
That's probably right. But it's harder. It's been harder here, but I've been slowly, I haven't been working out late. I've been trying to go in the mornings.
Mm.
I really want to keep that. And the other thing was like being in the water. Like I could just be in the water for hours and hours there playing in the waves. And it was just like pure, it was just ease and joy.
Yeah, like childlike. You really love the ocean.
It was nice
to see that.
Yeah. My friend Christine said, she was like, well, of course you do. You're an Aquarius.
Oh gosh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, I guess that's right.
So surf camp will be our next podcast will be after surf camp.
I would love to be able to, I got some work to do surf camp. And I'm literally strategizing. I'm calling my friend Elena from Postural Restoration Institute, PRI. And I really want to gain, and I just see this. I'm like, you know, I'm going to be 45 in February. This is the season to build strength. It is not going to get easier.
Right.
Like this is the time you got to figure it out. This is the time. And I never look at these things as elective surgeries, stem cells, tissue regeneration, whatever it may be. I'm like, this is the season. I'm like, what are we waiting for? Like, this is the time to get your shit together.
Yeah.
Like to get functional, to get functionally strong. I always have felt that, but it's just life is so short and you don't need to spend it in chronic pain.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's the piece of that that's important as well is those things sound like, wow, they probably have a high cost, but the cost of not doing some things, and it could be supplementation for some people, right? Depending on where you're at in your life, things that support, but getting outside, getting functional movement, getting mobility, like they're all things that are multiple tiers of ways to budget your health budget on, as well as things that are a deeper dive. If you have some chronic issues, you know, that you're helping so many people. I hear you on so many calls about, you know, whether it be AmCoil or these other tools that you know about, just helping people through that. So it's a good reminder of this other important piece, which is context. So I love that you're, because you dance and you sing and you're fit and you're a biohacker and you have all the tools. And then you're like, oh, I found something new and I want to be able to layer context into my training now. Mm-hmm. And quite often I run into people that are kind of throwing all the things against the wall and saying, what do I do? You know, and it's if you want to run a marathon, you got to train the parts of your body that are going to help you run that marathon with ease, as much ease as possible. So
it's a really interesting space to be in. I mean, I feel very strong. Mm-hmm. Like I look in the mirror and I was like, wow, you look great. But I also feel incredibly weak as far as like moving through different planes, and more so than I've ever felt. So again, I'm excited to tackle that, but I see how important it is. And I know all the things I listed. Yes, they do. It's an investment. It's expensive. With the things we spend our priority on, the priority spending in the United States is so off and driven by, you know, marketing.
Yeah.
You know, we just have piles and piles of shit in our homes that we don't use. I think I wore, I'm joking, but I'm not joking. I have these green pants on from Rhone.
Rhone, oh my God.
Which they're expensive pants.
Everybody go out and buy Rhone pants. Like, they don't make women's clothes.
How do you
spell
it?
And I'm not trying to be an advertiser, but I'm telling you, R-H-O-N-E. Freddie can wear these pants up in the morning. He could sleep in them if he wanted, but up in the morning, put the pants on, go into the gym. He could go to like church, go to the beach, drop them in the sand 14 piles later, spill food all over them, give it a little wipe down, and then go out to the fanciest dinner at night, and all in the same pair of pants. And they're just durable as all get out. And they look fantastic on him. And it's like, Noah Hussman and CJ and like that crew really loves Rhone. And I was like, oh, you got to get a pair of these pants. And I'm just saying, men out there or women out there, buy your men some Rhone pants. They're good.
They're good. But
you need like
that,
one pair of pants, right?
I literally wore surf shorts, mm-hmm. and I wore a couple t-shirts, and I wore these pants and one dress shirt. I looked at the majority of the clothes that I brought, I never wore. And it's not because I just think, you know, there is something to this Steve Jobs, have a few outfits. Listen, I understand everybody has a different way of expressing themselves. Mine is not through clothing. I could be very simple. And I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to have like three pairs of pants and three shirts, and that's going to be the jam.
Great.
Everything else goes into the body. Yeah.
Well, it was a fun trip with you.
It was a fun trip.
All included. I think we learned a lot. We laughed a lot. We loved a lot.
Yeah. It was amazing. I cannot wait to go back. I feel like I have a deep respect and understanding for the island and the volcanoes and
the turtles.
And all the turtles. Oh my God, we saw a giant sea turtle. It's so amazing. Don't touch the sea turtles. You can't do that on the island. That's it for me. I love you guys.
Yeah, we love you.
I'll put this one right out. This will probably come up next week. And there'll be more from the Beautifully Broken podcast and WellPower, the WellPower podcast.
Yeah. We're so happy to be together sharing with you.
Love you guys.
Aloha.
Aloha. Bye.
I've become increasingly aware of the way environmental toxicity affects my body. Now, in the past, I've tested high for mercury, lead, cadmium, glyphosate, and mycotoxins from mold. Now, I know what you're thinking. That is a full bucket. And even worse than the list of toxins was the fatigue, the neuralgia, and the brain fog due to the burden on the system. So luckily, I was introduced to the Ion Cleanse Foot Bath by AMD at a wellness conference. The system uses both positive and negatively charged ions to help eliminate these harmful toxins from the body. So my N equals one experiment? After 4 months, I've watched most environmental toxicity fall by more than 30% through diagnostic testing. So for me, this is a win-win. The Ion Cleanse by AMD is a fan favorite of the podcast because it's safe, it's effective, and it's a non-invasive way to cleanse and purify the body. So as a special promotion, Ion Cleanse by AMD is offering a free 15-minute consult where you can explore your personal needs to see if this technology may be the right solution for you and your family. So schedule your free 15-minute phone consult by selecting the link in the show notes, my Instagram at FreddySetGo, or FreddySetGo.com. Friends, this is a heart-centered company. The support team is amazing, and they offer a 60-day, 100% money-back guarantee. That is zero risk for the customer. So if you're ready to purchase, visit www.amajordifference.com and mention the Beautifully Broken podcast as your referral source. Namaste. Team, thank you for creating a wave of momentum that is driving season 5 of the Beautifully Broken podcast. My heart thanks you for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, head over to Apple Podcasts and now Spotify. Spotify is new and you can leave a review. 5 stars if you loved it. And before you go, I have something really important I need to offer. There are 2 ways we can build this relationship. The first is to join my membership program at buymeacoffee.com/FreddySetGo. You get early access to all the podcasts, bonus episodes, discounted consults, and free webinars covering all the wellness technologies. The second is to support beautifullybroken.world. That's right, I have a brand new website and new store, beautifullybroken.world. Listed on here are all the wellness tools, supplements, educational courses, and products that I absolutely love. Most of them offer significant discounts by clicking the link or using the code. Please know that they don't cost you anything extra. And at the same time, they do support the podcast through affiliations. What's that? I just got a message from my lawyers, my internet team of lawyers. They wanted me to tell you that the information on this podcast is for educational purposes only. By listening, you agree not to use the information found here as medical advice. Do you agree? Yes, you agree. To treat any medical condition in yourself or others, always consult your own physician for any medical issues that you may be having. Finally, our closing. The world is changing. We need you at your very best. So always take the steps to be upgrading your energy, your mindset, and your heart. Remember, while life is pain, putting the fractured pieces back together is a beautiful process. I love you. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel.